Welcome to Heartbeat, the podcast of the Heart Women's Ministry. Heart is a Catholic women's ministry whose vision is to encourage women in their faith, in their life, and in who God's created them to be. This is a place where you'll hear from some amazing women share from their heart to your heart about who God is, what God's doing in their life, and how they're doing their very best to live out their faith. We pray that you are blessed and inspired. Enjoy Heartbeat. Hello and welcome to our podcast, Heart Catholic Women. My name is Emma and I'm here with Rosemary.
Hello, everybody.
Now, last week we talked about some of the practical things we can do as we start our year. We have goals or plans we want to set and some of the practical things. And this week we're kind of shifting a little bit more to a spiritual focus, as in a faith-based, how do we give those plans to God and really ask Him to be part of them. And I was thinking about how when we start a new year, often for me, I do become reflective of what I have done over the past year or so. And I write down, you know, things, you know, the small things like, you know, we clean the study. You know, like sometimes that's an achievement when you put it off
Great.
For so long.
So therefore what you're going to do is write down new goals or new things for this year. And if you write them down and in months later you go back and check, you can go, oh, I've done that one.
Yeah.
Or, oh no, I haven't even touched that one. That was a goal I really wanted to do. Yeah. But if you write it down, don't just think about it. You actually then, in many ways,
you've got a checklist then too.
Yeah, something to refer back to. Yes.
That's right. That's right.
Keep you on track.
Yeah. So we talked about the practical, we've got the spiritual, but really, I'm sure, like as we were sharing last week, they really do connect with each other, because if we're a Christian person and we want to live out what we believe God's asked of us in our lives, the practical has to flow from the spiritual and our faith in Him.
Well, spiritual entwines into all the practical things we do.
It's who we are.
It's like how we think, how we act, how we do things. Mm. Yes.
So the scripture that I wanted to share, that I shared in the Heartbeat, was in Psalm 37:5, which says, "Commit your way to the Lord, trust in Him, and He will act." And as I shared, some of the translations of this verse say, commit your plans to the Lord. And particularly when we're beginning a new year and we might have new plans for the year, I think it's important to think about, so these plans and goals that we're setting up, how are we giving them to God? How is God part of those plans?
But not only that, in the practical I stated, give space to your plans or space to God, because be flexible, because God needs might ask you to do something. So the same, if you're giving your plans to the Lord, be flexible in that the plans could change. Because we're always trying to listen well and hear what God says, but we're human, so we could think, oh, that was God, but it was actually my idea or what I wanted, not necessarily from God at all.
So I thought we'd start off by like taking just a few words from that psalm. And the first one is commit. So how do we commit?
100% if we can.
Yeah.
And that's where we've got to recommit all the time. Oh, Lord, I didn't pray today. I promised that I was going to pray every day. Sorry, Lord. I'll commit again. So recommit.
Every time.
Yes, and have that re-looking at what we've decided to do. Like, you don't write down your goals at the beginning of the year and never look at them again. Keep praying about them. Keep thinking about them. Keep looking at them, going, oh, did I get it right? Or maybe God's tweaking it a bit and saying, no, I want you to do this. Or this has come up. Now I want you to do this. So, committing, like saying, Lord, I 100% commit to the best of my ability where I am right today, but I need your help in keeping that commitment.
And that's really where our faith meets the practical, in that it is a constant reassessment of what's ahead of us or what we've been doing, and then going back to God.
Looking at our frailty, looking at our humanness, our wrongdoings, our weaknesses, and then saying, Lord, sorry, didn't get it right, but I'll try again. And God goes, great, come on.
Yeah. And I think when we have, let's say, your plans written, like I suggest in the back of your prayer journal, more so, I think when you're praying about them often and you're taking them back to God often, then they're always front of mind. It's always a reminder, that's right, this is what I'm doing, this is my goal, and also this is why I'm doing it.
But and also when other things come up, someone might go, oh, do you want to do this? And you'll go, actually, I don't have the time and I committed myself to do this. And you'll go, I have to say, no, sorry, I can't right now.
Yeah.
You know, even if they put extra pressure on you, if that's what you really think, I'm committed to do other things that are more important, you'll say, sorry, I can't.
Yeah. And then the next word that really stood out to me in that scripture verse was trust. So how do we trust our plans to God? Because trusting is one of the hardest things to do.
Well, that's, I think the trust is another word which means putting God back in the center.
Yeah.
Oh, sorry, Lord, you slipped again. It was me. I got worried and anxious and thought about, you know, my problems. Oh, Lord, I trust
back
in
you. Back
you
go.
Putting him back in the middle.
Yeah. I think another way to continue to trust in God is to remind ourselves of God's goodness so that when things maybe don't seem like they're going well.
Yes, like, I heard someone say, when you're feeling anxious and worried, try and be thankful and grateful.
I like the opposite because, things. Yeah.
Because then you start thinking of thanking God and being grateful for what he's done, even if right now you don't feel like anything's happening, and the anxiety and the worry disappears.
Yeah.
Because you're focusing on God's goodness.
And I also think too, when I was thinking about trusting in God, is that when there are times that are difficult, when we've got these plans that we have, whatever we have before us, they could be the exact things that God wants to use to increase your faith, to increase your trust. And so don't be discouraged when things aren't
going the way you plan. No, because if they're going to plan, well, then you go, oh, good, great, wonderful.
Or you might be discouraged, but then use it to be like, okay, God, I've got to trust in you more. Yeah. You've got it better. Our faith is built
more in the hard times than it is in the good times.
So they're the two things to try and do with our plans. Commit and trust. That's the weekly challenge, to commit and trust.
Okay.
So we hope that that little chat has blessed you. We hope that your year has started off really well, and we look forward to chatting with you all again next week. Bye.
Bye, everybody.